HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Supreme Court on Friday reproached the center for not supplying 700 metric tons of medical oxygen to Delhi every day, warning it of coercive steps if there is any deficit in the future. The remarks came after the national capital received 527 metric tons of oxygen on Thursday, lower than the 730 it received the day before. The city is estimated to require at least 700 metric tons to sustain the critical care patient load, and consistently lower supplies have caused several hospitals to reduce the number of beds, officials have said. There is increasing evidence to suggest that COVID-19 is not just a disease of the lungs as initially thought, but can also cause dangerous blood clots which need to be immediately removed to save limbs in some cases, say experts. Global studies have shown that the prevalence of blood clot formation known as deep vein thrombosis in hospitalized COVID-19 patients is 14 to 28%, and is a lower 2 to 5% for arterial thrombosis. The prevalence of blood clot formation in COVID-19 is high in patients who have conditions such as type 2 diabetes mellitus, although the exact incidence remains unknown, added Dr. Amarish Kumar, consultant, Cardiothoracic Vascular Department, Akash Healthcare in Southwest Delhi's Dwarkar locality. The second wave of COVID-19 in India has gained traction in the country's vast rural hinterland, where healthcare infrastructure is weaker than in urban areas, at a much faster rate than it did during the first wave of the outbreak, shows data analyzed by Hindustan Times. During the first wave, urban areas contributed a majority of new infections in India every month for 5 months from March 2020, the first month when India detected a locally transmitted case of the infection, to July 2020, before rural areas started contributing more new cases than urban areas. In the case of the second wave, which started in February, this has taken just 2 months. Union Health Minister Harshvardhan on Friday interacted with U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, and addressed global challenges faced by both the countries due to COVID-19 pandemic. Detailing India's proactive, preemptive, graded approach to COVID-19 under the National Task Force, Vardhan briefed his counterpart on India's response to the disease. Secretary Becerra recounted the crisis in his country brought about by COVID-19 and expressed his empathy towards the suffering of Indians. He also assured of US President Joe Biden's unwavering commitment to engage, collaborate and fight COVID-19 together, the statement added. Amid uncertainty over the new state head in Assam, the Bharatiya Janata Party top leadership in New Delhi on Friday summoned incumbent Chief Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and Senior Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma, both claimants for the top post, for meetings. The two leaders are scheduled to leave for the national capital on a chartered flight early on Saturday and participate in meetings with senior leaders. The name of the next chief minister could be announced on Sunday, and the oath-taking ceremony likely be held on Monday. In the recently held polls, the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance won 75 seats in the 126-member Assembly Legislative Assembly.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast, or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the orange cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs.
If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Crick Bazi contest. Watch Crick Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HD Smartcast for more podcasts.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.